knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم If you could please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has told us, adorn your gatherings by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, when you recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this shall be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, the quarterfinals, the third competition. We have mashallah azzawajal team Birmingham and team Leicester. Team Birmingham competing against team Leicester. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. Now we have mashallah azzawajal right at the top, as we did see before too. Bradford at the top with 58 points, followed very closely behind with Manchester. Manchester has gained 57 points. MashaAllah, both teams have won. Both are to go through to the next round. Both are to go through to the semi-finals. But my dear viewers, there were also sadly two losing teams. Team London with 52 points. As well as Team Luton also with 52 points. Both teams have been eliminated and knocked out of the competition. Two teams have gone through, and today too, remember, there will only be one team going through. One team will be eliminated, but alhamdulillahi azzawajal, they will at least leave you some gifts inshallah azzawajal. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, we do have, it seems like, a very strong competition. We have team Leicester, who previously won too, mashallah azzawajal, and also the team Birmingham, who were at the top for the previous round. They were at the top, mashallah, with the most points. They had 64 points. Allahu Akbar. Let's see if you could get that many points in this round too. Inshallah, time will tell. And if it was Ramadan, inshallah, as usual, we also have our respected guests, mashallah. We have our brother Zahid Bhai, as well as our respected Tawfiq Bhai, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them both, mashallah, we also have our audience, mashallah ta'ala, bless them too. Now let's, inshallah, begin. First, let's see which segments we do have for the quarterfinals. As usual, segment number one is spin the wheel. Segment number two, true or false, followed by multitasking. Multitasking is strange, has changed. It is now actually, well, it seems quite difficult. We'll see how Team London and Team Leicester find it today. Now, the new segment, Match It, is segment number four. Segment number five, the spell test, and the last and final one, questions and answers. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, this is the quarterfinals. We are today to have the third competition, and this competition is between Team Birmingham and mashallah Team Leicester. Now, from Team Birmingham, we have Brother Tariq, We have Brother Nasir, we have Brother Abu Bakr too. MashaAllahu Azzawajal, I'm from Team Leicester. We have Brother Kamran Attari, Dr. Zirak Sahib. We still need to take a look at his handwriting. And also, mashallah, our brother Qasim Attari, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for coming and joining us, just for competing. Alhamdulillah, Azzadad. So let's ask Team Leicester, what preparation have you made?
So alhamdulillah, we seem to have done preparation, and may the best team with the best intentions win.
Inshallah, Azzawajal, yes, one team is going to win. And sadly, the other team is going to be eliminated. Allahu Akbar. No problem. No pressure, inshallah. It'll be nice and easy. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah. Now, in fact, just something. Before we do move to the first segment, the first segment is Spin the Wheel, which is the gesture, the sign language. Birmingham had some sort of strategy. Have you guys come up? We've seen some other brothers who also came up with their own. Have you guys come up with any particular strategy, or is it just
go with the flow, whatever comes, and
you're going to be just going with the flow. Allahu Akbar. Jalal, we'll see how far that does get you. Preparation is no doubt of utmost importance. That's for everything. But my dear viewers of the channel, they're feeling confident. They've got a doctor on their side. Maybe that's what's giving them the confidence. But yes, confidence is key too. Let's go to the first segment of the day. What is the first segment? The first segment is Spin the Wheel.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Spin the Wheel, my dear viewers of the channel. One of the most exciting, especially with Team Birmingham, mashallah, one of the most exciting of our segments. What will happen? They will spin the wheel. The indicator shall land on one particular color. They will need to take the relevant envelope. Upon having taken the envelope, they will find within the envelope a piece of paper upon which, now before it was maybe a sentence, but now it could even be a single word. Allahu Akbar. Now things are not as easy. It has become more difficult. It could be a word, a phrase, it could be anything. It's up to you guys to, inshallah, be able to, by means of sign language, by means of gestures, to be able to dictate or say what it is that's written on the paper. But without speaking, your team members must be able to interpret, to understand what it is you are trying to say. Now, for this segment, each and every single person will be given one go at it. And you will gain 2 points for each correct answer given, inshallah. There's also the opportunity for a bonus point. So if Team Birmingham is first, then Team Leicester should also be very, very attentive, inshallah. Spin the Wheel is a segment. Team Birmingham, let's begin with yourselves. Who is going to come first? Now, mashallah, we have our brother Tariq Bhai, who's also studied sign language. That's an advantage for him. Let's give the wheel a spin. Brilliant. Spinning the wheel, and it has landed on the pink. Let's get a pink envelope. A pink envelope. There should be something in there. Okay, you ready? You move a little. When you're ready. Team Birmingham, you ready?
Yeah.
Team Leicester, you ready? Audience, are we ready? Let's begin with the first gesture of the day.
Three words. First word. One. One.
Word.
Circle. World. H. O.
I.
U.
R. One hour. Back.
Past.
L.
Day. Day. 1 hour late.
1 hour late, mashallah. Brilliantly answered there by our Birmingham team. Come on then, Team Leicester. Who is it that is going first?
Inshallah, I'll go first.
Mashallah. Dr. Zirak Sahib himself is coming to lead the way.
Is in the heart.
which Allah thinks. Yellow, it has landed on. Subhanallah, let's take a yellow envelope. Let's learn knowledge of deen. You got that? Yeah, you ready? Shall we begin, team? Let's say you ready? Team Birmingham?
Yeah,
audience, are we all ready? Let's go.
Dil dimag, dil dimag, namaz me, imama, concentrate, namaz me, khushi ho, khushi ho, khuzoo namaz, dil kis, Allah ki, dil ke saath,
dil se namaz,
I like to pray namaz, namaz, ek dil, namaz, dil. Zikr, Allah Ta'ala ka zikr. Namaz, waqt par padhe.
Time is... Oh, what a bonus point.
One cannot read in his heart and his mind, he must use his mouth when reading namaz.
Ooh. Very close. It is not the correct answer. Do we have anybody from the audience?
Namaz se pehle niyat karna.
Namaz se pehle niyat karna.
Niyat karna.
Yes, it was very close. The words, exact words are without the intention. So niyat they've got, mashallah, the intention, but the words are without the intention. Brilliant attempt there, mashallah, by our Dr. Zirik Sahab, by Team Leicester, which means Team Birmingham has taken the lead. Back to Team Birmingham then. Are we ready for the second one? Yes, is it Brother Nasir coming out?
Yes.
Come along, let's give the wheel a spin. And he's landed on a yellow. Another yellow, that is. Let's take a yellow envelope. Let's see what we have inside it. I like that one. Are we ready? Yes? Let's begin.
3, 2, 1. Go on.
See.
Come on. Milk, camel milk.
Camel milk, mashallah, Azizul, brilliantly answered there. Mashallah, brilliant there, Team Birmingham. Next, Team Leicester. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn. Orange. Knowledge of deen. Let's learn. Let's learn knowledge of deen. Let's see what we have. Knowledge
is but a light which Allah places in the heart. H-E. Knowledge
is but a light K-K. Allah places in the heart. I.
HK 80?
9.
Heat? Hot?
One. Medina. Allahu Akbar. 30 seconds are up. Do you not have an answer?
I think it was kitchen.
Kitchen. Bonus point there, mashallah. Recently, one of the previous programs in which we had people making up their own signs. MashaAllah, which was brilliant. So sometimes we'll get the answers very, very quickly. So Birmingham's not the only one. But Team Leicester, let's, inshallah, give it another try. Don't worry. That's two times we've had a try, yeah? And now we have the third. Let's go with Team Birmingham again. This time we have Abu Bakr Siddiq. Let's give the wheel a spin. Oh, that's a strong one, isn't it? Let's see how far that gets us. Sorry? It's a green, mashallah. Let's take a green envelope. Let's learn knowledge of deen. You have 30 seconds.
Three words.
Okay.
silver. Silver. One second word. Or silver or gold. Silver or gold.
Silver or gold is the correct answer, mashallah. That's full points there for Team Birmingham, Team Leicester. Are we ready? We have Brother Kamran, mashallah, who regularly practices, who regularly does sign language, that is. Let's see, inshallah, if... Yes, is it? You wish to choose somebody from the audience to spin the wheel? Well, there's only one with a hand up. Come along then. Don't fall. Be careful. Exactly. MashaAllah. Brilliant. Go on. Are you going to give it 1 second before you spin it? Are you going to spin it very, very hard? Are you going to show your strength or slowly? What are you going to do? You're going to do it hard. Okay. The hardest you can. You're going to put all your strength. Oh.
MashaAllah.
Wow. Thought you might break this down there. Let's see. You're going to have to tell us what color it lands on. You're going to have to tell us what color it lands on. What color is it called? Is that purple? Do you want to take the purple envelope?
Don't look at it.
Brilliant. Jazakallahu khairan, mashallah. This is our brother Bilal, mashallah. Brilliant. Taking a look? Yes, if you could, inshallah, move a little closer. And you have 30 seconds.
Two words. Bowl. Bowl. Bucket. Water, rain,
eating,
plate,
eating
plate, eating, breakfast,
both, zero,
bowl,
time is up. Team Birmingham, we'll give you a second and let's get an answer.
Clay utensil.
Clay utensil. That is not the correct answer, no. It was a basket of fruit.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Sometimes if the word is very close, you can go along with that. But as for whether it is really close, that's for the judges, inshallah, to decide ultimately. That's the first segment. And mashallah, Team Birmingham, you have, yes, your 6 points as well as one bonus point, 7 points that is, and Team Leicester,
yet inshallah, to open the account.
Soon, yes, inshallah. But if it was open, inshallah, that was the first segment of the day. Let's move to the second segment. What do we have next? We have our true or false.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
True or false? What shall happen in this segment? You will be asked or given statements, that is. I will mention a few statements and you must tell me whether these are true or false. And then you will find out whether whatever you have said is true, is it false, is it correct, is it incorrect. Inshallah, we shall find out. But remember, for each correct answer, you shall gain 2 points. You, each team, shall be asked 12, if you wish to call them, questions. Inshallah, are you ready? Team Birmingham, are we ready? Yes, looking strong, looking ready. Team Leicester?
Yes.
What do you think? Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Good, give us a smile, inshallah, all of you. Let's...
Inshallah.
Brilliant, mashallah. Let's begin with the first, inshallah, and previously we began with Birmingham. So this time let's go to Team Leicester and we'll begin with our Kamran bhai. The first of our true or false. The first one is, the Quran was revealed in Ramadan.
True.
Excellent. Next question for Dr. Zirak Sahib. Eid al-Fitr is celebrated in Ramadan Sharif.
False.
Excellent. Lying is a sign of hypocrisy.
True.
True. Brilliant. A Muslim is forgiven for a prohibited act he was unaware of.
False.
False. Brilliant. The word Quran is mentioned 70 times within the Quran.
True.
Excellent. On the Day of Judgment, at the time of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall first resurrect Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam.
False.
False? Brilliant. Brother Kamran, the Islamic months considered sacred in Islam are Muharram, Rajab, Shawwal and Dhul Hijjah.
False.
False. Excellent. The blessed name Muhammad is mentioned 4 times within the glorious Quran.
Correct. True.
True. That is correct. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Within the blessed hands of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, iron would become soft.
True.
You said this is true, but this is in actual fact false. Okay. Next, coming back to Team Birmingham. Surah Ahqaf mentions the story of when jinns listened to the glorious Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
True.
True, excellent. The blazing fire became cool and peaceful for Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam.
False.
Excellent. Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu an is from the Ashara Mubashara.
False.
Brilliant. If there was a bottle of urine or blood in one's pocket and he offered salah in the state, salah will not be valid.
True.
True. Brilliant. It is sunnah for the Imam Sharif, the turban, to have 2 shimlas.
True.
Excellent. In Surah Hujurat, para 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse ordering man to avoid excessive speculation.
Is it true?
True. Excellent. Next, hypocrisy is major polytheism.
False.
False. Excellent. Applying kohol upon awakening is sunnah.
False.
Excellent. The urine of an infant, be it 1 day old, is as impure as anybody else's.
True.
If clothes come into contact with the body of a dog, they become impure.
False.
Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would enter his blessed home, he would first use the miswak.
True.
If a man's hair is braided, it is necessary for him to unbraid it when performing ghusl.
False.
That is true. A person, a man must, this is only for a man, he must unbraid his hair when performing ghusl if it is braided. And Team Birmingham, according to a hadith leaf, there are a few more than 70 levels of faith.
True.
The blood of fish, bedbugs and mosquito are all pure.
True.
Hazrat Shayba ibn Hashim was the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
True.
Excellent there. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Birmingham has answered every single one correct. From 12 given to them, they have a total for this segment, Birmingham, Team Birmingham that is, they have gained 24 points. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And Team Leicester, from the 12 given to them, 10 were answered correctly. 2 incorrectly, but brilliant nevertheless. Alhamdulillah, Azrullah was very, very good, which has earned them a total of 20 points. That is, MashaAllah, Azzawajal. That is the end of the second segment. Now comes the, you could say, the fun part. We have our next segment of the day, the third segment. This is, what is the third segment? Multitasking.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Multitasking, what shall happen? What shall take place is, the screen will be split into two. There shall be 2 sides, 2 screens. And on the one side, on the left, we shall see various domes, blessed domes popping up. On the right side, we shall see various numbers popping up. On the left, you will simply have to count the dome we ask you to count. So there'll be various ones popping up. We'll say, for example, count the Gumbad al-Khadra, the blessed green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the blessed Gumbad al-Khadra may pop up. Something else may pop up. Another may pop up. And then again the Gumbad al-Khadra. So now there's 2. Easy, isn't it? Yes. What do you think? Easy, yes? Easy, exactly. But at the same time, on the other side, there are many numbers which shall be also popping up. And every single number that is on the other side, you will need to count. Are you guys ready?
Inshallah.
Yeah?
Inshallah.
You guys ready?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Who's going to go first then?
Okay.
Right. Now, just something to point out. that if you add up all the numbers correctly, you can still gain 1 point. But you should aim to do both, because the whole point of this segment is multitasking. Have you understood? The dome you will be going for now is Ala Hazrat's dome. Shall we begin? Let's have the first clip for Team Birmingham.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
What do you think? You think you got it? You're going to go for 3 domes and 43. You guys, what do you think?
I think there's 4 domes.
He thinks there's 4 domes. Do you still stick to 3 or do you change to 4?
Wait.
3. Yes? And total number 43. What do you guys think, Lester?
I think 4 domes and the total count was 43.
4 domes, yeah. And the total count was 43. And he did that together or did he do that individually?
Together.
Well, basically, he counted the domes and we counted the numbers.
Okay, so that's together then, isn't it? Yeah. It's not individually then.
Yeah.
How about the audience? Did we come up with a correct answer?
4 domes and 47.
4 domes and 47 is what you got. Allahu Akbar. And you said you had 3 domes and 43. Now, the correct answer is... Let's take a look on screen.
Knowledge is but a light which...
The correct answer is... Allah has the domes. There were 4 domes and 43. So because he did add up the numbers correctly, he will still gain 1 point. MashaAllah wa azza wa jal. So a brilliant attempt there. Are you going to keep him for the next one as well? Or are you going to change over? You're going to stick to him, inshallah. Gee, Team Leicester, do you wish to come up?
Inshallah, we'll... have Kamran by to do this section.
Why, Brother Kamran?
Alhamdulillah, I think he seems to be the good one out of the 3 of us.
He seems a good one.
Yeah.
What does that say for the rest? That's a bit worrying, isn't it? But nevertheless, did he answer them previously in the first round too?
I think he was close enough.
He was close enough.
Yes.
Did you answer them correctly?
No, I had the dome wrong. But number 2.
Oh, but you were very, very close. Come along then. They're just... leaving their teams. Hope in yourself, in your hands. Come along. Inshallah, are you ready? Yes, so what you will need to count is the dome of Hazrat Data Ali Hajwiri rahimahullah ta'ala. Have you got that? Yeah? Inshallah, let's begin then.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn.
Have you come up with an answer? Yeah?
I've lost the numbers in the beginning, but I can still answer the
essay. Right.
4 domes and 53 numbers.
4 domes and 53. Is what you added up to. Did you get lost in between, or maybe you just guessed and added a few more at the end?
After 40, I lost.
You lost count after 40 and you just added another 12, is it? Or was it 13? You said 53. Yeah? So you just added another 13. Brilliant attempt. How about Team Leicester? Do you agree with him?
I think it was 4 domes and 48.
You think it were 4 domes and the numbers added up to 48? Team Birmingham?
I stopped counting.
You thought you'd preserve your energy for your next one?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Maybe?
It was too fast.
How about the audience? What's your name, firstly, if you could introduce yourself?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Muhammad Yusuf Matari and I'm from Nottingham. I got 4 domes and 51.
You got 4 domes and the number 51. Now, the correct answer is, let's take a look on screen.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in...
4 domes and 51 is the correct answer, mashallah. Our brother Yusuf has answered that correctly. Now, I think that's definitely deserving of a gift, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. Mashallah, so he gets a itar.
Let's learn knowledge of the...
brilliantly answered there by our mashallah, our brother, is it Yusuf Salim? By our brother Yusuf Salim Atari, mashallah, may Allah Ta'ala bless him. Let's see if he could get the next one too. We'll be keeping our eyes on him, inshallah. Team Birmingham, Jazakallahu Khaira, brother Kamran, a brilliant attempt that was. Team Birmingham. Team Birmingham, again we've got mashallah, brother Nasir. Which dome are you going for? You will be going for the greatest of all, the Gumbad-e Khadra. Are you ready? Yes? Okay. Team Birmingham, we ready?
Inshallah.
Team Leicester, we ready?
Alhamdulillah.
Let's go. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Have you come up with an answer?
Five domes and
65. Do you guys agree? Five domes and 65?
We agree. That's not a correct answer. Allah.
How about Leicester?
We think that there were six domes,
yes,
and 74 number in total.
So let's give them a bonus point for that one, mashallah. How about audience? Come on then, Brother Yusuf. Come on, Brother Yusuf. If you get this one,
you can join our team.
You can join Team Leicester. Allah.
I got six domes and 74.
You got six domes and 74, which means he agrees with Team Leicester. Is there anybody else from the audience? Yes, there's another brother from the audience.
Assalamu alaikum. My name's Muhammad Gaff and I'm from Nottingham and I also got six domes and 74.
You also got six domes and 74. Did you get it on your own? Did you ask somebody?
Yeah, on my own.
Team Leicester got six domes, 74. But you got how many domes was it?
I made it up, to be honest.
You made it up. Five domes. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Do you want to change now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You want to change it now? What do you want to change it to? Was it 6 and 74? Was it 6 and 74? Let's take a look. What is the correct answer? Knowledge is but a light which Allah. The correct answer is 6 domes. And mashallah, 74 is the sum of all of those numbers. Again, we have to give gifts again. Mashallah, gifts to both, yes. Yes, of course. Our brother Kaf is in him. Kaf, yeah? MashaAllah, named after Surah Kahf, the 18th chapter of the glorious Quran. And our brother Yusuf Salim. What have you given brother Yusuf Salim? Okay, I had something else in mind, but subhanAllah, you can give him that. And there is another chance to give something much better. InshaAllah, let's, MashaAllah, billion tawfiq by his gifting and deen. MashaAllah, brilliant there. Brilliant, both. Brilliant, MashaAllah. Excellent. And now we have Team Leicester. Who is it that's got? Oh, we have our Dr. Zirek Sahib coming out. MashaAllah. Let's have a show of hands. How many of the audience members are supporting this? Is Team Birmingham. There's a lot of hands up. I want to know the reason why, but okay, how many hands up for Team Leicester? MashaAllah, that's a good number. Well, we hope it is. Let's see, because we don't know. Tables could easily be turned. Inshallah, Dr. Sabah, you ready? You're feeling confident, yes? Now, you will need to find the blessed structure, the dome of the Shah Rukni Alam. Are we ready, Team Leicester? Audience, are we ready? Hands up for those who are ready. Okay, inshallah, let's go. The last one, final one. Is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Do you think you have an answer? Are you confident with the answer? Do you want to tell us the answer? Come on then.
Five domes and 61.
Yes.
Five domes and 61 is what our Dr. Zira Sahib has said. Team Birmingham?
Agree.
You agree?
I haven't got an answer.
You're not sure?
I'm drained.
Team Leicester?
Yes.
You agree?
Yes.
Are you having any, you can say, any regret that maybe you didn't bring him up earlier?
He was pushing us.
So he was pushing you. Allahu Akbar. So, do you have any regret that maybe you should have done it earlier?
I think I'm going to change your strategy as a player.
Exactly, Masha. This is Dr. Zirak Saab. You change your strategy as you go along. MashaAllah, which means Team Birmingham, don't get overconfident. That's a message for you guys. Don't get overconfident. Inshallah, Azzadil. How about from the audience? We've got our MashaAllah young brother. If you could please introduce yourself.
My name is Musa, 461.
You had 4 domes and 61. Is there anybody else? 4 domes and 61.
I've got the same answer, 5 domes and 61.
You've got 5 domes and 61. Now for both of you, for these two specifically, did you get them on your own? Right, and Brother Musa, the young one, did you come up with that on your own? You didn't come up with it on your own. Who did you get help from? You got help from him. Okay, there we have it. So what did you come up with? Is that what you came up with?
I think it was 5 domes
and 61. But when you told him what happened, you don't know what happened in between. You can't say Chinese whispers because it's only them two sitting next to each other. But nevertheless, mashallah, let's take a look. What was the correct answer? And the correct answer is 5 domes and 61. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Brilliant there by our Dr. Zidak Sahib. And that has earned him, yes, 2 points. That has earned him 2 points. Our audience members, MashaAllah, our Tafiq Bhai is handing out some gifts, some well-deserved gifts, MashaAllah. Which for this segment leaves us with Team Birmingham. From the two, for one, you gained 1 point, which means overall for this segment, you have, mashallah, gained 1 point. Brilliant. Mashallah. Team Leicester, from two, you have answered one completely correctly, and you have got a bonus point, mashallah, which means for this segment, you have earned 3 points. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. So there we go, talking about change of strategy. Let's go to our next segment. And this is the new segment for the quarterfinals. What is the next segment? The next segment is Match It.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Match It. What will happen? They will need to match two things. So those who have watched the previous episodes, they would already be aware. You guys do not know though, but you will come to find out, inshallah, there are 5 circles, 5 icons, and labeled A, B, C, D, and E. Now, they will all look very, very similar. All of them, they will look very, very similar. But only 2 are exactly the same. It is your job, and this is testing your observation, your observational skills. This is why it's being tested here. It is your job to match and tell us which two it is that are matching now. So Team Leicester, who will you choose? Yes, is it mashallah our brother Qasim Attari? Brilliant. Qasim, if you could, inshallah. And are we ready? Team Birmingham? Team Leicester? Especially our brother Qasim, you ready? Yes, audience, are we ready? Okay, let's begin.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn. Let's learn knowledge of thee.
Let's learn.
A and C
is your final answer. Yes?
Do you guys agree, Team Leicester, A and C?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
I think B and E.
You think B and E?
Yeah.
How about you guys?
B and D, we go.
B and D. How about the audience? How many for B and E? Nobody. Yes, one person. How many for B and D? Oh, most hands for B and D. The correct answer, let's take a look. What is it? The correct answer is B and D. The top right. Now, Team Birmingham, are you guys ready?
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, who is it you're choosing? Brother Nasir coming first? Come along. Are you ready, Team Birmingham? Team Leicester, are we ready?
Yes.
Audience members, are we ready? Come on, let's go.
Which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Yes? You've got an answer. What is your answer?
My answer is B and E.
Yes.
B and E?
B and E.
Yeah?
B and E.
You can see B and E. Audience members, B and E. Anybody thinking any different? MashaAllah, brilliant. Let's see, is that the correct answer? We have, MashaAllah, B and E. They are exactly the same. That is the correct answer. MashaAllah, brilliant. Team Birmingham, that was the first one. Both teams, we have one more to go. Who's is it? Dr. Zero Sag gonna come to save the day again now? MashaAllah, Dr. Zero Sahib has come out again. Dr. Zero Sahib, no bonus points this time. But yes, you can come along with 2 points, inshallah. Team Birmingham, Leicester, are we all ready?
Inshallah.
Yes? Come along then. Dr. Zero Sahib. Let's go.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Your time is up. You think A and C. You guys?
C and D.
Allahu Akbar. Let's take a look on the screen. And the correct answer is C and D.
Let's learn knowledge of this time.
Are you ready, Brother Nasir, coming out again? Yes? Are we ready, everybody? Yes, let's go.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Go ahead. What's the answer? C, E. C and E, yes?
C and D.
You think it's C and D? Audience, C and D, how many? Nobody. C and E. MashaAllah. Many hands up there. The correct answer, let's take a look on the screen, is C and E. MashaAllah. Brilliant there. MashaAllah. My dear viewers, that is the fourth segment of the day. And that was match it. How did you find that?
Alhamdulillah, it was okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Yeah, now we have Brother Tariq speaking. Before he was quiet. Now it shows he's become really confident now. He thinks he has the win, but we don't know. Things could be changed. How about Leicester? How are you feeling?
Obviously, we got it wrong. So we found it difficult. But let's see, inshallah, what happens in the next
inshallah, segment. Inshallah, let's see what happens ahead. Now the next segment is spell test.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn Let's learn knowledge of these times.
For this segment, my dear viewers of the channel, the competitors will be tested on their spelling, their English spelling. Now, previously, we had the 100 most misspelled words. That was round one. But this time, we have some random words which have been given to you and which are generally considered much more difficult. But whether they are difficult for all of us, we shall find out, inshallah. Now, for this segment, each team will be given 6 words, which means it's 2 for each individual. You will not be allowed to confer. You will not be allowed to speak to each other. You do have a pen and paper. So that person who is to answer the question, yes, they can write on their paper to try to come up with the answer. But remember, writing upon the paper is not enough. You must voice your answers within the specified duration, the time, which is 30 seconds. Let's begin with Team Birmingham. The first word is, this is for Brother Tariq. The first word is nuisance. We should not be a nuisance.
N-U-I-S-A-N-C-E.
Excellent. Next word for Team Leicester. This is, the word is magnanimous. For Brother Kamran. Magnanimous.
Let's learn knowledge of these times. Knowledge is
M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-I-S-E.
M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-I-S-E. That is incorrect. Team Birmingham, for a bonus point, this is
M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S.
M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S is the correct answer. That's a bonus point there for Team Birmingham. Next. Now it's your turn, Brother Nasir. Mirage.
M-I-R-A-G-E.
M-I-R-A-G-E. Excellent. Team Leicester. Dr. Zirak Sahib. Momentous.
That's M-O-M-E-N-T-O-U-S.
Excellent. Team Birmingham. Monocle.
M-O-N-O-C-L-E.
Excellent. Team Leicester again. Morphine.
M-O-P-H-I-N.
M-O-P-H-I-N is not the correct answer. For a bonus point, Team Birmingham.
M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E.
Excellent there, mashallah, from Birmingham. Another bonus point that was. Now for Team Birmingham. Nomenclature.
N-O-M-E-N-C-L-A-T-U-R-E.
Excellent. Team Leicester, non-calant.
Let's learn knowledge of these times. Knowledge is but a lie.
N-O-N-C-H-A-L-A-N-T.
Excellent. Team Birmingham, noxious.
N-O-X-I-O-U-S.
Excellent. Leicester, nuance.
N-U-A-N-C-E.
Excellent. Team Birmingham. Obnoxious.
O-B-N-O-X-I-O-U-S.
O-B-N-O-X-I-O-U-S. Excellent. And the last word of the day, Team Leicester, pamphlet.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of
Deen. P-A-N-F-L-A-I-T.
F-L-A-I-T is not the correct answer, Birmingham, for a bonus point.
It's P-A-M-P-H-L-E-T.
P-A-M-P-H-L-E-T is the correct answer. Brilliant, mashallah, both teams there. Madivi was of Madin Channel. That was the spell test. And for the spell test, for this segment, Team Birmingham, mashallah, has gained 15 points. Mashallah, and Team Leicester has gained 6 points. Mashallah. I see them speaking to each other. Yes, Team Leicester, any comments? What is it?
Well, obviously, I think, I mean, the difference between the scores is now significant.
Yes.
And we'll still try our best for the next round.
Excellent. They're still going to try their best, their very best for the next round. But we have one more segment left to go. What is this segment? This segment is the last and final one, Q&A.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Questions and answers. Yes, we will complete our day with Q&A, questions and answers. And for this segment, each team can gain, generally that is, a potential 16 points. Which means everything can be changed within this last one. And remember, there's also the option for the bonus point too. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now for this one, yes, you will be given 30 seconds, but you are also allowed to speak to each other before giving an answer. Let's begin with Team Leicester. Question number one. Can a child lead the prayer?
The child can only lead the prayer for if there are children behind him. Otherwise, he can't. He can't lead.
Otherwise, he can't. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes? He can only lead the prayer
for the children.
For children. That is not the correct answer. It is very, very close. But there's something specific within the answer which you have not mentioned. And it is of utmost importance. For a bonus point, Team Birmingham.
If the child is a Nabaligh child, he can only lead the prayer of Nabaligh children. He cannot lead the prayer of Baligh people.
That is the exact same thing as what they said. But you will not gain any points again. Because there's something specific which is very, very important. That a child can only lead the Taraweeh prayer.
Yes.
And the answer given is a child can lead only the Taraweeh prayer. Yes, and the rest he did right. When there are other Nabaligh, other children reading behind him. A brilliant try. They're from Team Leicester coming to Team Birmingham. Team Birmingham, the first question for yourselves. Is it permissible to take a wage for Tilawa, Dhikr and Naat?
It is not permissible to take a wage for those things, but you can be paid for your time.
But one can be paid for their time. Now, it doesn't only mention not permissible. It mentions a ruling. What is the ruling?
It is prohibited.
Haram?
Haram is the correct answer. So you will gain 2 points there, mashallah. Back to Team Leicester. Question number two. No doubt eating uncooked garlic and onion is halal, but is it permissible to go to the masjid after having eaten it?
It is not permissible. Well, it's halal, but before going to masjid, if somebody has eaten these things, you must remove the smell, bad smell of those things, and then go to the masjid.
Exactly. Brilliantly answered there that if he was to eat such things, uncooked that is, and he will have a bad aroma coming from his, emanating from his mouth. So for this reason, we cannot go to the masjid in this day. But yes, as he said, if the smell was to be removed, if he was to clean his mouth, then he would be permitted to go to the masjid. Brilliantly answered there from Team Leicester. Question number two for Team Birmingham. What did Hazrat Umar say about reading Taraweeh in Jama'ah?
Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said about reading Tarawih in Jamaat that this is a good bid'ah, this is a good innovation.
This is a good innovation, excellent.
If we say it in Arabic, we'll get a bonus point.
The team Leicester, a brilliant attempt to get a bonus point there, but I do apologize, that will not gain you a bonus point. You don't have a goa either?
نعم البدعة هذا.
Ooh, that's not the correct answer. نعم البدعة هذه.
هذه.
Nevertheless, mashallah, brilliant. Very, very close though. Very close. Mashallah, Azuna. But your question, I hope you get your own question correctly. You're trying to answer theirs, that is. The question for yourselves is, what was the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said after arriving in Al Madinah Al Munawwarah?
When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Madinah Sharif, he said to the people, go spread the salam and feed the people.
The answer, mashallah, azza wa jal, spread salam and feed people. Excellent. They were the first words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give salam to people, spread salam, afshas salam. وَأَتِعِمُ الطَّعَامِ Spread salam and feed people. Brilliantly answered there, mashallah azza wa jal. Next question for Team Birmingham. The question is, on the Day of Judgment, which right will be accounted for first amongst the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Salah.
Salah.
Salah, praying. Yes, salah. Yeah. Salah will be the first question to be asked.
What does Salah mean?
To pray.
To pray, mashallah. Yes, prayer is what a person shall be asked about first on the Day of Judgment. Brilliant there, mashallah, from Team Birmingham. Back to Team Leicester. The next question is, what food will be served to the people of Paradise first to eat?
It will be the fish liver.
Excellent. Fish liver is the correct answer. Next question for Team Birmingham. The question for Team Birmingham is, who was the first one to commit a murder?
This was Qabil.
The entire answer?
Son of Adam?
No. Yes. Excellent. Qabil, the son of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Team Leicester. What was the number of soldiers in the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah?
It was 10,000.
10,000, brilliantly answered, mashallah azza wa jal. Team Birmingham. When was Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu born?
3rd AH on the 15th of Ramadan.
Excellent, 15th of Ramadan, 3AH, mashallah azza wa jal. Team Leicester, the question for yourselves is, upon entering Makkah al-Mukarramah, which surah was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Surah Fath.
Excellent, Surah Fath, brilliant, mashallah azza wa jal. Team Birmingham, the question for yourselves is, what does Dhatil Qurad refer to?
That's the land near Medina where the Prophet's camels used to graze.
Excellent, mashallah azza wa jal. The land of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara where the blessed camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would graze. Team Leicester, Allahu Akbar. Who was the foster mother of Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu?
Say, repeat please.
Who was the foster mother of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu?
It was a Sayyidatuna Hazrat Suwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Excellent, Hazrat Suwayba radiallahu anha. Question number 7 for Team Birmingham. The title Aminul Ummah was given to which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
It's Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat Abu Ubaidah Ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the correct answer. Mashallah azza wa jal. Now Team Leicester, the last and final question. This shall be a fiqh question. A question on Islamic jurisprudence. But this shall not be any ordinary one. This shall be a fiqhi scenario. Have you understood? Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, they are. Which animal is it that when he bites, or when it bites in anger, one's claws remain pure. And when this animal bites in the state of calmness, when it's not angry, when it's calm, then the claws do not become impure.
It's basically dog, and when the dog is angry, then it doesn't produce saliva. And it is the saliva that will make the claws impure. And when the dog is in a normal situation, he produces saliva.
Excellently answered there, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. A dog, and this shows, honestly, our scholars, the brilliance of our scholars, that when such questions come, look, is the dog, who thinks of that? Is the dog angry or is the dog calm? If the dog is calm, and then the saliva of the dog is to touch you, is to bite you, then what will happen? Your claws will become napak. Whereas if the dog is angry, then the dog doesn't produce saliva. And so if the dog was to bite you, then your claws would not become napak. That's beautiful, isn't it? Honestly.
This was mentioned in the scenario when the dogs are used as a hunting animal, yes, and when they go to take the bird, yes, because they are angry, don't produce the saliva and the prey remains pure.
And when we can pray, mashallah. Now for team Birmingham, another question for yourselves, the last and final one. In fact, this is the last and final question of the day. And the question is, which person performing wudu, performing ablution, wudu performing person, will still not have his fard fulfilled despite washing his hands up until his elbows and palms, including his five fingers?
When man's got six fingers.
Yes, when somebody has six fingers, that is, then it is necessary for them to wash all six fingers. And some people would be thinking, who is that? And there are some people. And my dear viewers, this is beautiful, isn't it? MashaAllah. There's so much to be learned. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I hope you did enjoy those questions and answers. You see, mashallah, our teams here have the audience. I hope they also enjoyed those questions, those answers. How many points have you gained? So, Team Birmingham, for this particular segment, the questions and answers, how many points have you gained? That's the question.
16.
No, you see, I saw them writing it up. So they think they have gained 16 points. How about Lester?
I think we got one wrong. So that will be 14.
So were you also writing it down? Or?
No, just one no, question just, was
well,
wrong.
You just remember there was yeah, one answer wrong. Lester has gained 14 points for this segment. Birmingham have gained a full 16 points.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, Leicester has 43 points.
Subhanallah.
And Birmingham have 67 points.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Brilliant, MashaAllah. Both teams very well, Alhamdulillah, very well performed. A brilliant performance that was. We also have our judges with us if they could come join us on stage. And we also have, mashallah, some gifts. Let's take a quick look at the scoreboard. Now we have number one, Team Bradford had 58 points. They now will still have 58 points, but they are now in the second position. Team Birmingham in the first position, that is, with 67 points, mashallah, that's then followed by Team Manchester with 57 points. All these three teams will be going to the next round. We have also Team London with 52 points, Team Luton with 52 points, and Team Leicester with 43 points. These last three teams are, mashallah, winners too, in that they took part. Let's see, inshallah, what our judges have to say. How did you find the whole competition? I would say this one was a bit different.
Subhanallah, it was different. I think the game changer was the skills that they have in the sign language.
In the sign language, that made a huge difference.
It made a massive difference.
Yes.
They took the lead right from the first segment.
Yes, they did. Mashallah, and they remained consistent.
Mashallah.
Strong. How about Brother Zahid?
MashaAllah, Birmingham performed excellently. Probably the best I've seen.
We hear from Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq. They both were competing when it came to giving in the path of Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greatest of all companions, gave everything he possessed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was asked, what have you left behind? He says, I have left behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger for my family. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar, everything he possessed, he split into two. He gave half of it in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were competing. Hazrat Umar thought, this time I'm going to give more. Allahu Akbar. And nevertheless, mashallah, again, Team Leicester, brilliant performance, mashallah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a safe journey home. Yes, a safe journey home, inshallah. And you are more than welcome to come join us in the audience next time. Inshallah, mashallah, we have the gifts which shall be presented. These are the blessed cloth from the Chadar Mubarak, which was on the blessed shrine of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmallahu Ta'ala, the Mujaddid of the previous century, mashallahu azzawajal, as well as, mashallah, the blessed water, which we've heard about many times. Dr. Zirisa, mashallah, brilliant. What do you think? A brilliant performance there by Dr. Zirisa, mashallah. We also have, mashallah, our brother Qasim, again, an excellent performance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you too. We also have the, mashallah, the Chadar Mubarak. Well, very, very well done. MashaAllahu Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was the quarterfinals. A big thank you to the judges, as always, MashaAllah. That's all for today, my dear viewers. InshaAllahu Azza wa Jal, you'll have to join us for our next program, which shall be very, very soon. And that is the last and final one. Who will be going through to the next round? We've heard about three teams. We'll find out about the last two teams too. Very, very soon, inshallah, for that you'll have to join us for the next episode. For now, continue to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's learn knowledge of
quiz time. We've just had the third quarterfinal of the quiz time show, and Dr. Zirik Saab's here from Leicester. What an outstanding performance from Birmingham.
MashaAllah, I think they've practiced very well. And I make dua that Allah Azzawajal gives them further blessings and they go all the way. And Alhamdulillah, it's very nice to see that they've got not just youngsters, but Alhamdulillah, mix of Jamiatul Madina students and some university students, and that is something very encouraging to see, that those Islam brothers who are going to be professionals or they're working in a professional field and attaching themselves with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami.
MashaAllah, Dr. Saab, Alhamdulillah, Leicester team, they worked hard as well, but where did they go wrong?
I think obviously this was first experience for everyone. And first of all, Alhamdulillah, we enjoyed it very much preparing for this, and we learnt quite a lot of religious knowledge alongside as well. I think there were weaknesses from our on our behalf, but I think the Birmingham, they were the best. They didn't make a mistake, and I think we made few mistakes, and that obviously we were never able to recover from there. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.